أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا. As mentioned yesterday, the surah starts with the address to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya أيها المزمل, O you who are covered in a shawl, in a blanket. This was either when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had received wahi firstly, and which caused him great anxiety and fear of his life, that what is going to happen to me, such a very strange thing had happened to him. Or either when the kuffar of Makkah would not respond to his call, which he was convinced and known that this is the only way to success and righteousness, and he felt very saddened and grieved, and he covered himself with a shawl. So Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remove him of that condition in which he was, and for that Allah Ta'ala has given the prescription, قُمِن لَيْل khara رَيْحِ رَاتْكُ, that stand up and makes namaz at night. The from here comes Qiyam-e-Layl, Qum-e-Layl, the Qiyam-e-Layl, or which is also referred to as Tahajjud. Some ulama have described these two namazes as separate, others have described it as one and the same namaz. The Tahajjud namaz, there is great, great virtue in it. In one hadith, four great virtues are mentioned of Tahajjud namaz. The first is that it is Da'bu Salihin. It is the way of the righteous and the pious people. So by performing tahajjud, and tahajjud is between 2 and 8 rakats commonly. So even if a person just makes 2 rakats of tahajjud namaz, he will be written amongst the salihin, amongst the pious. That there is a list of all the pious people from right at the beginning, Adam alayhi salam, till the day of Qiyamah. By just reading this 2 rakats, we can get our name also in that list, that we are also amongst the tahajjud guzar. So one it is da'abu salihin. The other it is qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum. You become a favorite of Allah Ta'ala. You become a wali of Allah. Allah loves you. You are amongst the salihin also, and you are amongst the favorites of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Thirdly, that it is mukaffaratul lisayyatikum. It cleanses you of all your dirt and your filth, of all your gunas. It is a complete cleanser just by making the 2 rakats also. If we can manage 8, all the better. It is so great. So by tahajjud, our sins are forgiven. And manhiyatun anil ism. It protects a person from committing sins also. All of us, we are prone to falling into mistakes in various types of sin, etc. By the barakat of tahajjud, a person is protected from sin. And also, Hazrat Allama Thanvi rahmatullah alayh has made it clear, some people are under the wrong impression that tahajjud has to be made only in the last part of the night. He says that you can make it even at night before going to sleep. And you can, the better it is to make it before witr namaz. If a person makes 2 rakats of his witr, 4 faraz of isha, 2 sunnat muakkada, and then he can make his just 2 rakats of nafil namaz with the niyat of tahajjud, his tahajjud will be fulfilled. And better to make it before the witr namaz. And make witr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam should always make the last namaz of his night, the witr namaz. After completing his tahajjud, then he made witr. And if we want to make another 2 rakats after the witr, we can do that also. And if a person is sure that he's going to get up for tahajjud time, then he should delay his witr for that time. But this is for that person who is sure that he is going to get up at tahajjud time. So, and also some people are under the impression that after tahajjud, you must not sleep. You must sleep first and then get up for tahajjud. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has made it clear, you can make your tahajjud at night before sleeping, and sleep also, still your tahajjud will be completed. So tahajjud has got great, great merit. And besides this, as explained here, it will give a person great strength to come out of his grief, out of his sorrow, his problems, etc. Illa qaleela, magar kisi raat. And this is make your tahajjud regularly. But some nights, if you were ill, you overslept, then that is also forgiven. And so tahajjud, that is one meaning of it, illa qaleela. That sometimes if you did not manage it, you overslept and you were ill, you still get the sawab of it. This is also the great kindness of Allah Ta'ala. A person who becomes regular with tahajjud, and some nights because of his illness, he overslept by mistake, he still will get the sawab of tahajjud. Just like a person who is working in a firm, or at a company, in a shop, and is working regularly, but for some days he was ill, he took off from work, they will still pay him. Within the government and laws of the government will allow him certain days ill leave, for sick leave. But Allah will give you sick leave for as long as you are sick. That is, if you were making tahajjud and you fell ill, and now perhaps for years also you cannot make tahajjud, but Allah will still give you that sawab because you were making tahajjud. Otherwise, the other meaning is nisfahu aw inqus minhu qalilan aw zid alayhi. Aadhi raat ya usme se kam kar de, thora sa ya ziyada kar us par. Otherwise, make half the night tahajjud. Otherwise, decrease it from half also, less than half also. And if you want to, increase it also, over half also. Make two thirds of the night, sleep for one third, and make two nights your tahajjud. Otherwise, sleep two thirds, and one third your tahajjud. Otherwise, even if it is just two rakat, still your tahajjud will be fulfilled. But the more you make, the better it will be, and the greater sawab. Yeah, there is a great indication by Allah giving this latitude that Allah did not make it that you must make so much. Otherwise, a person perhaps cannot maintain it, and he will make for a night or two, and he says, tahajjud is too hard for me. No, I can't make it. So he will lose out on this great, great sawab. And so much latitude also has been given, you can even make it at night after your Isha, before your witr, before going to sleep, still you'll get the sawab of tahajjud. So it is, so Allah has left this so that a person can comfortably be punctual and regular with his tahajjud. If he fixes amount which he can manage, and every person has got a different capability. Some people might have the desire to spend a lot of time. There are those people who read 10 suparas in their tahajjud, 3 suparas. Otherwise, 1 supara is very common amongst the huffaz. Otherwise, we should try and read Surah Yaseen in tahajjud namaz. This is also a great merit. And there are 3 hearts that gather together when a person reads Yaseen in tahajjud. Yaseen is the heart of the Quran Sharif. Tahajjud is the heart of the night. And your heart, you have got tahajjud, you have got Yaseen in your heart. You have memorized it. So you got Yaseen in your heart. Yaseen is the heart of the Quran, and Yaseen and tahajjud is the heart of the night. So 3 hearts are collected. So if we can try and read Yaseen Sharif, very good. Otherwise, even just some short surahs, but our tahajjud will be made. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, and recite the Quran Sharif with tartil. That is, properly recite the Quran Sharif, and we will give inshallah further explanation of that. So yeah, we are encouraged for especially to come out of our when we are grief and sorrow, when a person has got anxiety, when he has got difficulty, he should try and get up tahajjud time and turn to Allah Ta'ala. And make this tahajjud namaz, which has got great merit. Try and make it every night, and try and spend as much time within your capacity and your capability. There are great, great rewards for tahajjud. Wa akhiru da'wana.